Yeah, and there was Ann Applebaum in the Washington Post wrote that if Donald Trump was president, she wrote, in 1944, D-Day never would have happened. How do journalists today have this magic ability to look back 75 years and predict for us what would have happened?
I mean, it is incredible. I'm so glad that she has a time machine. As long as she does have that time machine, then perhaps she can go back in time and stop like the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, and we can just get this thing nipped in the bud.
What do you think about the you alluded to this a moment ago, the president's instinct to fight back. It's what helped get him elected. But in the transition from campaigning to governing, when he's on the world stage, doing far better than his critics expected, might it be better for him sometimes to hold back?
Yeah. Again, I think a little bit of wherewithal would go a long way. If you're looking forward to 2020, suburban women is obviously what everybody is talking about. He's deeply unpopular with that group of folks. I understand that a lot of people get jazzed up when he fights back, and it's fun to watch. I mean, he's a hammer in search of a nail. When he hits a nail, it's really satisfying. The problem is, when he hits a puppy, it's less satisfying to those suburban women.
Now, you put together a D-Day special of your own, and I want to play a clip from it because at least two of the folks featured in here were featured by our own Martha McCallum, as I mentioned at the top of the show, and we really can't get enough of honoring these people. I want to play a quick clip and we'll talk on the other side. Watch.
A month after my 18th birthday, I was called up.
I was 18 years of age.
112 pounds. I flew 36 combat missions over Germany.
I was a medic.
We were just assigned a mission and it happened to be D-Day landing.
Mainly it was chaos.
I was so frightened. I was blacked out.
And then my mind was flashing through. There's a son, a father, that won't be coming home.
The reason you're sitting here today is because of what we did.
It's so emotional to hear them talk. On the three trips I took from Paris to Normandy over the years reporting with presidents, I was always struck when you got really close to the American cemetery, there'd be little inns along the way that French families run, and all the signs had French flags, American flags, and it said simply, "Thank you, America."
Well, thank God for these men. And, you know, we should all spend an awful lot of time, especially these days, not only honoring these men, but talking to these folks. Because, unfortunately, as time moves on, it's easy to forget them. And a lot of these folks are dying out. These are American heroes, and they are the best that America had to offer. They're still what America has to offer.
All right. Where can people see the special?
You can go check it out over at DailyWire.com, and you can download it at YouTube or iTunes or any place else you can get a podcast.
Ben, thanks for telling their stories. Martha's been doing that as well. We appreciate it.